are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Over the past several months, the nation's energy problems have become a front and center issue, not only politically, but also at the local filling station. But as we consider how to address this issue, there are many different ideas about what this nation should pursue as an energy strategy. Some say we should focus on exploration of oil and natural gas to a greater degree than we already do. Others say it's time to shift priorities and go after greener, cleaner energies. And one of the most prominent voices in this debate is longtime oil man T. Boone Pickens. You've probably seen his ads on television saying it's time to go through wind power, also expanding natural gas, as well as other methods. But is his plan the right way to go, and is he telling the full story when he encourages Americans to get on board the plan? Not according to Amy Ridenour, president of the National Center for Public Policy Research, who joins me now. And Amy, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you.
Why should we take what T. Boone Pickens says with a grain of salt? What's he not telling us?
Well, the main thing he doesn't volunteer is that he stands to profit if his plan is adopted. He is heavily invested in natural gas and wind. We think it's not a coincidence that his plan is based on those two energy sources.
And so in terms of the viability of such a thing, is this a smart policy regardless of what he happens to be invested in? Or do you get the sense that he's pushing these because it would make himself richer?
Well, we have that feeling, and I do encourage people to go on our website and read our paper at nationalcenter.org and reach their own conclusions. But one of the things that Mr. Pickens does in pushing wind and natural gas is avoid discussing things such as nuclear power. It's all fine and good to say we'd like to be independent of Middle Eastern oil, but that doesn't mean necessarily that we'd like to increase our dependency on natural gas, which primarily comes from Russia and Iran and from sources in the United States that are currently blocked by Congress. So there's some downsides to what he's suggesting. What we're saying is there are other mixes, other ways of avoiding importing lots of oil from Saudi Arabia and elsewhere. We don't necessarily have to take Mr. Pickens' plans if we want to make a change.
Amy, another thing that your report focuses on is the estimation of how much oil is available to us domestically here. Pickens does not believe that some of the larger estimates are accurate. How do we determine who's right on that?
Well, the only thing we really can do is say time will tell if we stick with oil. But Mr. Pickens says that he believes there's a lot less oil and that we've already hit the peak of oil production. That's a prediction that's been made since approximately 1920. We keep finding more and we keep developing new technologies for getting oil. Our current situation is this. Congress and other political entities around the world have blocked access to oil. So we could have more of it now if we wanted to. Offshore drilling, which can be done on land with horizontal drills so you don't even see the rigs on the beach. Other sources of oil in the United States, shale, which is now economically possible to drill. There are ways to get oil. Now, we're not saying let's just stick with oil. We're not saying that at all. What we're saying, however, is there are other things we can do besides a wholesale transfer to natural gas and wind. Nuclear is one of those options. More drilling is one of those options. We simply need to make a strong and careful choice and not pick an energy plan because Mr. Pickens does some pretty nice and attractive commercials.
We've got about a minute left here with Amy Ridenour of the National Center for Public Policy Research. And Amy, according to your report, the aspect of the Pickens plan that troubles you most is the need to use eminent domain to get the land necessary to put these wind farm instruments in the proper location that they would be the most productive. What would that mean?
Basically, what Mr. Pickens suggests is that we have wind farms, approximately 100,000 windmills, going up the center of the United States from approximately Texas to North Dakota. Now, all that's fine and good, no problem as far as I'm concerned, except for the little details that, number one, we would have to take land away from people who own it presently in order to build the windmills and or the transmission lines. And number two, it would cost a fortune in order to take the electricity that comes from those windmills and get them to the east and west coasts. The fortune, the estimates vary very widely. I mean, we had something like $50 billion as an estimate, but Mr. Pickens' own website talks about needing $1.2 trillion to convert to his plan. So, you know, we're not talking about chicken feed here.
Amy, real quickly, give the website one more time.
Nationalcenter.org.
Amy, thanks so much for your time.
Glad to be with you.
Amy Ridenour is president of the National Center for Public Policy Research. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Many thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. A reminder that you can get the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day through our website, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus, reminding you also to join us right back here tomorrow for the next edition of Dateline Washington.